This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today, I will be taught the word of faith. I boldly confess that my mind is alert, my heart is receptive, and I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, so I want to talk to you for the next few weeks from the subject built to last. Everybody just real strong, say built to last. Yeah, that, and that is you. You were built to last. My objective is to build you up in faith, to recognize the winning spirit that is already on the inside of you, that already lives. There's a winning spirit that already lives on the inside of you. And you are built to last. And I'm going to push that for the next 2 or 3 weeks. And that way, anytime a situation comes up in your life, anytime it seems overwhelming, the Holy Spirit is going to remind you that you are built to last. From the beginning of the Bible to the end of the Bible, Scripture confirms that we are built to last. It starts in Genesis 1 and 26. I mean, it says, then God said, let us make man in our image according to our likeness. So I'm not God, but I'm like God. All right. He says, let him have dominion. Dominion means authority. So you are made like God and you have authority over what? Over everything, over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, over the cattle, over all of the earth, over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. Verse 27 says, so God created man. Here we go. In his image. So we've been made in the image of God. Somebody calls you ugly. They don't know what they're talking about. Somebody says you're stupid. They don't know what they're talking about. Somebody say you ain't no good. You just like your daddy. They don't know what they're talking about because you are made in the image of your heavenly Father. In the image of God. Watch this. He created him male and female. He created them. Then God did what, class? Blessed them. That word blessed is empowered to prosper. So God makes you in his image, in his likeness. He makes you like him. He gives you authority, and then he empowers you to prosper. He says, be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth, subdue it, have dominion. You got it? And so you got to understand that it was always God's intent for us to rule and reign in the earth. Revelations, I said from the beginning of the Bible to the end of the Bible, Revelations 5 and 10, and have made, not going to, but have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall do what, class, real strong? Reign on the earth. And so it is the will of God for you not to survive, but you to thrive. It is the will of God for you to not be on the bottom, but to be on the top. You got it? Not to be the tail, but to be the head. You got it? But watch this. God has done his part. You have to do your part. You have to take this word and you have to live this word out. You have to live by faith. You have to say what the word says. Most people don't realize, you know, what's coming out of their mouth. Because if you say the wrong things, I'm just joking, I'm just having fun. No, whatever you say is going to be so. Does that make sense? And because, I mean, all of y'all, everyone in here, if you've ever said anything wrong, even if I do it in a joking way or a loving way, I'm always correcting you. Why? Because I understand the importance of the power of the tongue. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. Right? 1 Peter 2 and 9 says, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. That word peculiar means that you have been bought with a price, and you have been bought with an incredible price because Jesus paid the ultimate price for you. So you cannot get any more valuable than you already are now. You got it. I don't care. Thank God you buy a house, get a new car, get some new clothes. It does not add any more value to you because watch this. Nothing supersedes the value of Jesus and the blood that was purchased for you. Does that make sense? So here we go. Psalms 55 and 22 says this is what you need to do. When you understand that you've been made in his image, you've been made in his likeness, you have authority, you're supposed to reign on the earth. You got it. You now understand you are built to last. Like you are built to last. He says, now what you got to do is when things come up, you got it, when trials and situations come up, he says, just cast your cares on the Lord. And he will do what? Sustain you. In other words, he's going to take care of you. He will never let the righteous be shaken. I love that. And so the Bible says that he is going to sustain us and he's not going to let us be shaken. He's going to take care of us and we will not be shaken. Therefore, you are built to last. But Pastor, you don't know what I'm going through. I'm not making light of your situation, but I just know if you got God's DNA on the inside of you, that you can get through it. And greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You are built to last. You can overcome any obstacle. You can overcome any challenge. Well, I've been dealing with it all my life. I don't care, because God is the generational curse breaker. You are built to last, and you can get through whatever you're going to get through. You can outlast. Devil tries to come with anxiety, you're built to last. He tries to put depression on you, you are built to last. He tries to remind you of your past. It doesn't matter what happens, what comes, or what goes. I'm here to tell you, as your man of God, that you are built to last. All right? Now, I got three simple points that I want to share with you. Very easy points, but these are things that we need to do as we move forward in our lives. Everybody say number one. Number one, stand firm on the word. Stand firm on the word. The word of God must be our compass and the final authority for our lives. The word of God must be our compass and the final authority for our life. It has to be our compass. A compass gives direction. You got it? If I'm on a boat and I don't know exactly where I'm at, I take that compass. And if I know I got to go northeast and the compass says, hey, northeast is that way, then what do? We start heading in that direction. The word of God has to be the compass for our lives. So if the word of God says do it, how many know we should do it? Right? And not only is it the compass, but it has to be the final authority in our lives. What do you mean by that? It has to be what we live by. Doesn't matter how I feel, doesn't matter about my emotions or anything like that. If the word of God says pray without ceasing, I got to pray without ceasing. If the word of God says forgive, I got to forgive. If the word of God says give, I've got to give. Doesn't matter about my situation. I've got to allow the word of God to be the final authority in my life. The word is what builds us up and causes our faith to last. All right? The word of God is truth. They don't have all these scriptures. It's just a little bit of proof text. John 10 and 10 says, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. That's what John 10 and 10 says. So the word is true. The Bible says, according to Hebrews 4 and 12, that the word of God is quick and is sharp and is powerful. All right? According to Romans 10 and 17, the word of God causes faith to be produced in our lives. So then faith cometh by and hearing by. Got it? And so I've got to understand the importance of standing firm on the word of God, regardless of how I feel, regardless of situations that come in my life. To the degree that I will stand firm on the word of God, I will not be shaken and I will not fall. All right? Matthew, the 7th chapter, and let's watch verse 24. All right? It says, therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken them to a wise man who built his house on a rock. Is that time right? Did y'all put 28 minutes on the clock? Because I ain't got but 9 minutes left. Oh, that's the time. Oh, okay, no problem. I'm good to go. I got all the time I need. I'm like, I just got started. I'm like, I need more than 9 minutes. I mean, give me 14 and a half, but not nine. All right. Therefore, no, it's good, y'all. It's good. Don't worry about it. All right. Therefore, whoever hears these things of mine, okay, the word of God, whoever hears the word, Jesus says, the words that I speak, they are spirit and they're life, right? So let's put this together. He says, you got it. Whoever hears these sayings of mine or the word and does them. The writer says we can't just be hearers of the word. I mean, we can't be just hearers of the word, but we have to be doers, all right? And he says, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on a rock. And the rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew and beat up that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. When you stand on the word of God, you got it, you will not fall, all right? He says, but everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do what the word says. I know the word says forgive, but I know the word says give, but I'm a little short right now. I know the word says pray, but I'm busy. No, you can't do that. You can't make excuses. Excuse is an exemption from responsibility and a crutch for the uncommitted. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not being mean, but you just have to get pushed past your excuses, all right? He says, we'll liken him into a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, watch this, and beat on the house, and it fell, watch this, and great was the fall. So you've got to learn how to stand firm on the word of God. So regardless of how a situation may look, we're not moved by what we see, only by what we believe, and we believe the word. Isn't that right? So don't be moved by a bad doctor's report. Don't be moved by a child who's being extremely difficult right now. Don't be moved by what your bank account looks like. Don't be moved by what people are saying or how they treat you. Don't be moved by negative thoughts from the enemy. You got it? And those thoughts are not your thoughts. So when the enemy puts those crazy thoughts in your mind, you know, don't let them come out of your mouth. The Bible says the way we take them is by saying them. So he says, take no thought by saying. So when them crazy things come, you got to cast those things down, all right? The just shall live by faith. You got it? The just shall live by faith. So regardless of the situation, you are to live by faith, because I'm here to tell you, you are built to last. You are a child of the Most High God who has been engineered by God to win in life. You've been made in his image. You've been made in his likeness. And because of that, you are an unstoppable force. So weapons may form, but they will not prosper. You might bend, but you will not break. You are built to last. Somebody say, I'm built to last. You are built to last, and you're going to make it. You guys, have you ever been through a situation and you thought that, man, I can't take no more? Everybody in the room, we've all been through situations in our life. You know, you too, Pastor? Absolutely. I'm human like you're human, you know, and we get situations like, man, this is just too much. Watch this. But you look back, God brought you through it. Why? You are built to last. And the same God that brought you through those situations is the same God that's going to bring you through whatever you're going through right now. And if anything arises next year, watch this, or the year after, the same God is going to be there, because watch this, you've been made in his image. You've been made in his likeness. You have authority. He has blessed you. You are to reign and rule in this earth. You are built to last. You're built to last. You're built to last. Got it? All right, so that was number one. Number one, we said, was stand firm on the word. Okay, everybody say number two. Number two, real easy. Don't sweat the small stuff. Don't sweat the small stuff. Don't fall apart every time something doesn't go the way you want it to. All right? And let me help you. This is a thing where we have to learn how to control our emotions. All right? I don't think I'm perfect at it, but I think I do a decent job. You got it? Years ago, I don't think I was good at it at all, but with the help of the Holy Spirit, had to teach me. You got it? Now, don't get so frantic every time something happened, or fly off the handle, or just get so mad, or, you know, those kind of things. And so I intentionally said, I don't want to be like that. You got it? And so I prayed, and God helped me. And when I was about to do something I shouldn't do or act a certain way, between Jesus and LaConte, they kept me straight. You got it? Because, yeah, she's my accountability partner. So I was like, babe, I don't want to do that. Like, something happened, I get mad for no reason. So just tell me. She's like, no, I ain't going to tell you nothing, because then you're going to get mad at me. I said, no, I'm not going to get mad at you. You got it? And so, you know, I said, now don't be going off on me. You understand what I'm saying? But you have to gently remind me. And that's how she did. And so not overnight, but over time, I was able to conquer that. Does that make sense? And so what happens is when we fall apart, a lot of times it's because we let our emotions get the best of us. And I'm not knocking you if you're still there, because that can be a full-time job sometimes, dealing with your emotions. So I'm not knocking that. But what I'm saying is just work to get better on that. Does that make sense? Yeah. You must never forget that regardless of what happens or doesn't happen, that you are built to last. It may have taken you by surprise, but it has not taken God by surprise. So God already knows what he's going to do in your life. And so you've got to understand, God already knew you'd be right where you were, even though in your mind and in your heart, you thought you'd be somewhere different. God knew you'd be right here. So you're really not behind. You're exactly where God knew you would be. Does that make sense? So you're built to last. You're going to make it. Philippians 4:13 says, I have strength for not some things, but what, class? All things. He says, in Christ who empowers me. I am ready for anything. You got it? And equal to anything through him who infuses inner strength into me. So yeah, okay, devil, you hit me with your best shot. So, oh, no, don't talk about the devil. You might bring him up. He already around anyways. Don't be scared of him. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You got it? You know, your big brother Jesus, he defeated the devil over 2,000 years ago on Calvary. And so watch this. The devil is powerless in your life. The only power that the devil has is the power that we give him. So don't give him any. You're built to last. He says, I'm ready for anything. I'm equal to anything through him who infuses inner strength into me. I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency, all right? So our faith will produce what we require, but what we tolerate will not change. You got it? So our faith will produce what we require. Let's start talk about that one first. So what we require, watch this, not what we admire. There's something you admire, you're not being faithful, it won't come to pass. Not what you desire. What? You got it? The Bible says he'll give you the desires of your heart. Yeah, if there's a desire that you're in faith for. So the Bible shows us that my faith will produce what I require. But watch this. But what I tolerate will not change. And man, you got to stop tolerating stuff from the devil. You got it? And you got to learn how to talk back to the devil. You got it? You got to stop tolerating the schemes and the plans of the enemy. And you, and just like you talk to everybody else, you got to learn how to talk back to the devil. You got it? Remember, I told you a long time ago that story about telling him take it back. You know, if six of us, eight of us go out to eat and we all ordering filet mignon, butterflied with some fried shrimp, you know, medium, you know, cooked on the side. Don't make my stuff too hard. You got it. But don't have it too soft either. You understand what I'm saying? You got it. And I want some asparagus and I want a twice baked potato with an unsweet tea, you know, with some Splenda, extra ice. You got it. And then they all start coming, and they're bringing our food. And lady gets her ribeye because she loves the ribeye because it's the most seasoned. You understand? And those kind of things. I'm like, ooh, that looks good. And somebody else, you get yours. And then they come, and they put a peanut butter and jelly sandwich on mine. You got it? And then she going to go to walk. Oh, excuse me, ma'am. Hold on. Hey, wait a minute. Hey, come here, please. Come here. How you doing? Yeah, ma'am, I didn't order this. You got it? I ordered, and then I give her I'm sorry. I will go to the kitchen and find out what happened. But in the meantime, you can just keep that. That's what they do a lot of times. But you got to tell the devil, I ain't keeping nothing. You can take all of that back. I didn't order it. You got it? It's not what I want. I don't receive it. It is not my portion. You got to take it back. And in life, when the enemy tries to come at you, you got to stand firm and tell the devil, take it back. Take that depression back. Take that anxiety back. Take that overwhelming feeling back. Take those negative thoughts that something's going to happen to my children back. Take it back. I am built to last. I am prepared for this thing. You have to have the right perspective. And if you can change your thinking, you can change your life. The Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he, right? So what really matters has not changed. What has not changed is the word of God. The word of God teaches us in 2 Corinthians 2 and 14 that he always causes us to triumph and he always causes us to win. And so you have to understand that no matter what comes, no matter what goes, no matter what feelings I have, even if I feel overwhelmed, I still know deep down on the inside, in the core of who I am, that I am built to last. I'm going to make it through this situation. Look at somebody, tell them I'm built to last. I'm built. Look at your other neighbor, tell them I'm built to last. Now prophesy to them, tell them you're built to last. I'm built to last, man. I ain't thinking about no devil. I ain't scared of no demon. I'm built to, there's an anointing on me. I am built to last. There's a favor that's on my life. I am built to, I've been through some stuff and God has brought me through that. So just on the basis of God bringing me through that, I know he's got, I am built to last. Psalms 44 says, praise be the Lord, my rock, who trains my hands for war and my fingers for battle. I'm built to last. We've been trained for this. You got it? Don't forget your training in the midst of your trials. You got to remember in whatever season of life you're in that you are already prepared. You are already trained. You've got his DNA on the inside of you. You are built to last. You are going to make it. But if Pastor, it don't feel like, take them feelings, put them in your back pocket. You're going to make a little, you are built to last. Keep going to bed and waking up and going to bed and waking up and going to bed. And maybe not overnight, but over time, that thing's going to get better and better and better. That joy is going to start coming back. That peace is going to start coming back. You are built to last. Somebody say, I'm built to last. So don't sweat the small stuff. Don't get upset because someone changed their mind about you. Somebody don't like you. Thank God for your own uniqueness. You've been created by God in a special way to be who you are. So be who you are. Don't be a copycat of a great original. Don't compete with somebody. Don't compare with somebody. Just focus on being who God made you to be, and don't change for anybody. You don't change to please people. You change to please God. You are built to last. That's good right there. Yeah, yeah. See, my whole goal for you when you leave it out of here, that you leave out of here ready to go bear hunting with a switch. One of you shall chase 1,000, two of you shall put 10,000 to flight, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Come on, somebody. You're built to last. Somebody say, I'm built to last. Sometimes you got to talk yourself up, you understand? Sometimes, you know, have you ever talked to, you know, the other day, lady, she was a little tired, but she knew she had a lot of work to do, and she'd walk through and said, come on, Conte, get yourself together. I'm like, that's right. Come on, Conte, get yourself together. You know, and she looked at me, I'm like, come on, Matt, get yourself together. I was just trying to tell her she was built to last. But sometimes you got to talk to yourself. And you gotta talk to yourself. Come on, get yourself together. What are you thinking about? Come on, you know you're stronger than this. You know you're tougher than this. You know you can make this. You know you got this thing. Don't buy into the plan of the enemy. You are built to last. So number one, stand firm on the word. Number two, don't sweat the small stuff. And my last point, number three, keep going. Everybody say keep going. Learn to celebrate small victories. That's what Lady LeConte taught us years ago. Celebrate small victories. Remember that small victories lead to big successes. You got it? And so you're trying, you know, I'm trying to get to making, I don't know, $150,000. No, that's too low. I'm trying to get to making $350,000 a year. And see, if you backed up, you're thinking it's too low. Because you got to understand, you serve a God who can do absolutely anything but fail. I was believing God to walk in the $1 million flow when I was making $6.25 an hour working at Ecom on Gum Branch Road in Jacksonville. But I wasn't moved by what I see, only by what I believe, and I believe the word of God. And not overnight, but over time, within about 18 to 24 months, God gave us a business. He blessed us. We were very good at it. So everybody came to us. We prospered. You got it. By the time we were 25, we made our first million. But when I was making $6.25 an hour, if I had a $6.25 an hour mentality, I would have never got to the $1 million. But because I knew that God could do anything but fail. Come on, somebody. You got it? And so you have to have the right mindset. You got it? You have to have mental toughness for success. You got to do things God's way. And if you do them God's way, you're going to get God results in your life. You're built to last. Come on, somebody. Say, I'm built to last. Yeah. Instead of murmuring or complaining, you're going to get yourself together. Come on, somebody. Talk yourself up. You know, start thanking God for how far you've come. Don't worry. Well, I wish I was here by now. You know, my friend was already here. Your friend was already there. No. Celebrate what God's doing in their life and thank God for where you are right now. See, if the starting point, watch this now, is the drums and the finishing point is the keyboard, you could get almost halfway there, watch this, and then things get a little bit slow. A season gets a little bit tough. Some trials start coming. Watch this. And the enemy will keep you in the realm of reasoning. What do you mean the realm of reasoning? He'll keep telling you. See, he said, he'll keep telling you. See how far you got to go? See, that's a long road. You're never going to make that because, you know, this doesn't happen. You should have been over there by then. Matter of fact, you should already had it. And if he keeps you in the realm of reasoning, it's going to wear you out over and over and over. But if you can ever get him over in the realm of faith, say, watch this, I may not be where I want to be, but thank God I'm not where I used to be, and I am on my way. Does that make sense? So I've come this far by faith. I'm built to last. You are built to last. Somebody say, I'm built to last. That's enough. I got too much, and they got, I don't know, I don't think that clock is right. They say I'm out of time, praise the Lord. Say, let's play something metacritical. All right. Everybody repeat that and say, I'm built to last. Built to last. You've been made in his image. You've been made in his likeness. So I'm not making light of anything you may be going through, but I'm just trying to help you to understand that the winning spirit already lives on the inside of you, and you are going to make it. You're going to make it. If you got a pulse, he got a plan. So if it took you by surprise, the business didn't work out. or the second location didn't work out, or us trying for a baby didn't work out. You know, there's so many things that we deal with. You got it? We thought we, at the beginning of the year, we had a plan that we were going to be out of debt, or we were going to have a certain savings, and we're here in December, and it's not there yet. Well, I believe in plans, and I believe in goals, and I think you should do all that. But if you don't hit one, you don't give up. You don't faint in the day of adversity. You keep going. You keep going. You're alive. We're about to leave 2022, heading into 2023. Make you some new plans. Get you some new goals. To start declaring some new things in your life. Does that make sense? I was praying and I was like, Lord, I need you to tell me, you know, what 2023 is going to be. I was kind of, I don't want to use the word getting stressed out, because I don't get stressed out. You got it? And, you know, but I was like, you know, I never liked it. I know y'all ain't going to like this, but I never liked the whole, you got to have a word. You got it? As soon as we come in. Because my thing is, I hope you're getting a word every day of your life. I hope you're getting a word. You got it every Sunday. Every day you get on the prayer call, hello somebody. But now God is faith. He said, son, just keep moving forward in faith. So I said, okay, yeah. And so then a few days later, I said, God, you need to tell me what we're going to talk about, you know. And he said, just keep moving forward in faith. I said, okay, I'm going to keep moving forward in faith. I come to do some videos, some openings. And Janie said, hey, I'm doing the new thing for the year. You know, do you know the direction? You got it? I said, I'm working on it. I'm like, see, I told you. He said, just keep moving forward in faith. So last night, I'm like, Lord. He's like, I already. So I was reading 1 Samuel 30. And David said, shall I pursue? And he said, you shall pursue, you shall overtake, and you shall recover all. I said, oh, maybe I can use that. He said, yeah, but I already gave you the word. I was like, you did? He said, yeah, keep moving forward in faith. And when you're doing that, you can pursue, you can overtake, and you can recover all. So we're gonna talk about that as we're gonna keep moving forward in faith. Sometimes we're trying to look for something that sounds so right and gonna make you, you know, turn around. And sometimes we miss God by looking for something that's more emotional driven than something that just makes sense for our lives. So we're going to keep moving forward in faith. We're going to pursue our dreams. We're going to pursue debt freedom. We're going to pursue healthier bodies for our lives. We're going to pursue healthier relationships. You got it? Yeah, we're going to overtake. We taking territory. You got it? You gonna get you some land. Come on, somebody. You going to get you another house. Come on, somebody. Houses. Bible said houses and land. Why I need two houses? I can only live in one. So you can rent the other one out. Now you got some passive income. You got to start thinking like that. You got it? And we're going to recover all in Jesus' name. Heads bowed, eyes are closed. Believers are praying all over the building. Father, thank you for your word. No, it's not void of power. And it has accomplished those things that you set it out to do. We know that the grass withers and the flower fades. But Father, your word, it stands forever. And we're counting on you and your word, Lord. We have no plan B. Our only plan is plan A, to trust you all the way. And so we thank you for it. While heads are bowed and eyes are closed and believers are praying all over the building, while heads are bowed and eyes are closed and believers are praying online. So if you hear me say under the sound of my voice, that means if you're in this room or online, if you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, I want to give you the opportunity. Jesus is the absolute best thing that ever happened to me, and I know he'll be the best thing that ever happened to you. The Bible teaches us in Romans 10 and 9, if we'll just confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, that we shall be saved. It goes on to say, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, but with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Let me break that down for you. All that means is, number one, you have to believe, you got it, that if you're not saved, that means you're a sinner, you got it, and you need Jesus. You have to believe that Jesus died and shed his blood just for you. And you have to believe that in your heart, and you have to repent of your sins and then confess Jesus as the Lord of your life. It's that simple. The Bible says every man that comes to Christ, he's a new creature or a new creation, that old things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. Maybe you need to rededicate your life to the Lord. I want you to know God's not mad at you. He's not upset with you, but he loves you so very much. Maybe you're a Christian, and maybe you just need to repent. And as Christians, we make mistakes. We miss the mark. And thank God for 1 John 1 and 9 that was actually written to the believer. That says if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us for all of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So repentance doesn't put us at the back of the line. It just puts us back in line. And so for any of our appeals today, if it's salvation, if it's rededication, maybe you want to join this amazing church. There's a connection card that we talked about earlier. So listen, I need you to fill this connection card out. If you're going to get saved, please take the time to fill it out. If you're going to rededicate your life to the Lord, please take the time to fill it out. If you want to join our church or need to join our church, please fill this out and take it to the appropriate place. And so I want to seal the deal, and we're going to seal the deal by praying. I want everyone in the room and online to repeat after me. Say, Father, I come to you asking you to forgive me for sinning against you, a holy God. I know Jesus died and shed his blood just for me. Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. And from this day forward, I'll serve you. Now, Satan, I denounce you and every evil work. You have nothing to do with me. I have nothing to do with you. Jesus is my Savior. He's my Lord, and I'll always serve him. Father, I thank you for what you've done. Just worship him just for a moment. I really believe, and I'm going to talk more about it as we enter into 2023, and we're talking about debt-free 2023, and we're going to do our part to try to start working on, taking care of the debt of the ministry, what's left. We've conquered 60-70% of it. But I believe that there's an anointing of increase that's going to come on our lives, and I want to make sure that you're ready for it. I believe right now God has given you enough for you to show him you can be trusted with more. Because however you handle whatever you have now, $30 level, $300 level, $3,000 level, is how you will handle the $300,000 level or the $3 million level. And so if you're not handling money properly, if you're not budgeting right, if you're not giving the tithe, I need you to repent and I need you to fix it this week. I'm not playing any games. Church is fine. We're doing great. Y'all know that. It has nothing to do with the church, but has everything to do with the anointing of increase that I know is coming on this house. And I'm telling you, if you can't handle it, you will not be able to receive it. That's like our children. When our children are 7, 8 years old, we don't just go to them and say, they're saying, hey, I'm going to get some ice cream. You give them $3,000. You're not going to give them $3,000. They can't handle that. But as they get older and they prove that they can be trusted, you give them more and you give them more. I believe there's an anointing of increase coming strong on our lives in this next year. And so I want you to talk to God, have a little talk with Jesus. And if you need to fix some things, fix some things. If you need to repent about some things, repent about some things. If you need to start giving the right way or start budgeting, you have to have a plan. Faith without a plan is no good. And so take this from your man of God who loves you. Not trying to get on you. I don't know your business. Nobody came and told me anything. So I'm not talking about anybody. I'm talking to everybody. But what I'm saying is when that anointing begins to flow, I don't want you to miss it. It's possible to be a tither and not handle money properly and still money go through your hands. So make sure that you give to God, that you pay your creditors, that you save a little bit of money, and that you enjoy the rest. So Father, I thank you for that word. We give you praise for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Give the Lord a big hand praise.